Hi, I'm Terry Snowden. Welcome to the Forever Mancunians series here on the Forever Manchester podcast platform. In each episode, we bring you an interesting and inspirational conversation with local people doing extraordinary things in our communities. Mandem Meetup is a local grassroots charity promoting, correcting and improving the conversation around men's mental health and well-being. They provide an open, inclusive welcome while integrating a range of social, holistic and more traditional forms of clinical support ranging from psychosocial interventions and recreational activities through to practical advice and guidance as well as therapies and more. I believe there's always loads to do and much going on. And I'm looking forward to having a chat with the founder of and the main man at Mandem Meetup, Jamie Dennis. Hello.
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, man. I'm feeling nice.
Brilliant. Right, I'm going to throw a few facts and figures at you here.
Let's go.
Let's see what you think of them. 40% of men won't talk to anyone about their mental health. What are the biggest challenges facing men and their mental health issues?
So this is an interesting one. 41% won't talk, but what we're finding is that men want to talk, but are people willing to listen? And if they are they listening properly? Men don't want to be fixed. Men just want to share and offload and vent. And usually when they're doing that, they're fixing their own problems as they're sharing. 91% of the men that took their lives in 2021 was sat in front of a frontline health worker, and 80% of those men were written down as low to no risk, and yet they still took their own lives. So the words that are coming out of the men's mouth, are people actually listening properly as to what they're saying, or are they looking for symptoms that they might see in another gender?
Says here that over a third of men, Jamie, 35%, think that they've actually had a diagnosable mental health condition at some point in their lives. But research suggests that approximately 70% recognise that they've suffered with symptoms of a common mental health condition, and we're talking about things like anxiety, stress and depression. However, more than 40% admit to never speaking to anyone about how they are. But you're nodding your head.
Yeah, typical, isn't it? When do we ever go to the doctors? When do we ever speak to anyone? Men, we're not the best at looking after ourselves, but we try and look after everyone else. And we've kind of got to change that a little bit. We can't pour from an empty cup. So we need to start looking. Even other men's issues, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, these are the most curable types of cancer. And these are killing men as well. But because of our ego or the stigma again around it, we're not willing to go to the doctor just to get a checkup.
So so obviously you've just alluded to health.
Yeah.
So health has got to be one of the, being worried about your health has got to be a trigger point towards maybe not the best mental health.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. They're both hand in hand.
Relationships, you've mentioned. Finances.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Constantly overdrawn.
Yep.
No money in the bank.
Yep.
So all of these are depressants that create mental health anguish.
Yeah, they're causes, absolutely. So what we see with men is that the biggest stresses are finances, finances, relationships, and job opportunities thereof. Yeah. So these are the things that from studies that are killing men. If anybody has the time, go and read the All Party Parliament report about boys and men suicide. You'll see it all in there.
40% of men, it says here, and then we're talking 40% of those who are brave enough to share their thoughts, suggest that it would literally take thoughts of suicide or self-harm to actually compel them to even think about seeking professional help or advice. That's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. You often don't realise that you're in the depths until you hit rock bottom. But what's good about hitting rock bottom is that you got to bounce up. So sometimes it does take hitting rock bottom before you make a difference and make a change.
How do you reach out to guys and how do they get to hear about you? Is there any marketing going on here, or publicity or PR, or is it word of mouth? How do you reach out to people?
Yeah, a lot of it's word of mouth. Our social media pulls a lot of our traction as well and brings a lot of lads in. Our Instagram is really busy. That's at Mandem Meetup. We also have social prescribers. If anybody doesn't know what that is, it's like teams that work with alongside GPs to direct people into different services in the community rather than going to the GP, so that it reduces the strain on the NHS. So we get guys coming through this stream as well.
Okay. I'm going to knock on your door and come through the door. So how does that process work? What's the welcome for me? Do you get guys knocking on the door going, I'm in trouble here?
Yeah.
I need to talk to somebody about this, or I've come along because I need to just have companionship, or I'm lonely, or I suppose all of these things are all contributors collectively.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, we're not a crisis group. What we're trying to do is be preventative. So we don't want to get the guys to the point where they want to take their lives. So if anybody come in at a crisis point, we would point them towards a Samaritans or
a
crisis specific support team. We just provide community and opportunities for lads and safe spaces for them to actually open up. So we want to get there early before they get to that point. What I see Mandem Meetup is like the stress valve. So you just turn it when it's getting a bit high and you release the pressure before you explode. And that's what we're here to do.
I suppose that the whole concept behind Mandem Meetup, and you've just alluded to it, is to actually get guys to be comfortable and okay with sharing their feelings about their mental health before they actually get anywhere near their thoughts becoming an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would imagine that not only impacts the person, the individual personally, but I can imagine that extends, can extend to their lives beyond themselves, families and work colleagues and friendships, and I'm sure friends must spot differences in people.
Absolutely, 100%.
But maybe Joe Public, I friends of, don't. There was a brilliant episode of Cold Feet where they spotted that one of the characters in Cold Feet, his mate spotted that he was suffering from depression, and shot round and basically, almost told him that he was suffering from depression, so that it was almost sparks it into something. But it's got to be, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Like, it seems to constantly boil down to the fact that men simply will not talk or share their worries and concerns.
Yeah, we know that men want to, but who's setting the right container? Who's giving the men the opportunity to share in a safe space? In your house, is it safe to speak to your wife or your missus because you're worried about them getting upset or feeling like you're putting pressure on them? Is it safe to talk to your dad or your mum because what they're just gonna think less of you, or they're gonna try and fix you? Same with your mates. So if you want to help the men in your life, you've got to create a safe space so that they feel like they can open up and not feel judged, not feel like they need to be fixed.
In 2020, 3/4 of all the registered suicide deaths in the UK were men.
In the UK, 30 men a day take their own lives. One man every 90 minutes takes their own life.
So would you say that Mandem Meetup have a sort of a role to play in trying to alleviate the negative stigma that's associated with mental health? Is that part of what you're trying to get out there? And, you know?
Yeah.
It's got a bad press, hasn't it? It doesn't have any press at all. There's no positivity. And like you said earlier, there's nobody picking up on it.
Yeah. So, yeah, 100%. That's what we're here to do, remove the stigma around it. And that's for everyone, whether you're from the estate or you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth. We're here to tell you that it's all right to open up. You're not going to be judged. It's normal to feel emotions. And actually, what we want to do is help you try and understand your emotions a bit more and become more emotionally literate. And the lads who come to our talking circles are now developing skills where not only are they learning more about themselves and how to express themselves in a better way, but they're becoming better listeners. So we've had feedback from some of our lads who are saying that they can now listen to their friends better, they can listen to their partners better, because they're not trying to jump in and you know, offer any unsolicited advice like we usually do as humans. We want to fix something, don't we? And that's all we're trying to do at Mandem Meetup. But we're trying to do it with a smile. Yeah. So we're trying to show you that we're just normal lads. And we're not anything special. We've not got any medical background. We're not clinical at all. It's all peer-led. And we're just normal lads like you. And it's not all frowns and being depressed. We have a laugh. And we have the crack. And we make memories and we go and see beautiful things and we do incredible, incredible bits. We had a group of lads who went and completed the Free Peat Challenge last year. And it's just like, that's what it's about. Bringing men together to be a community or to start their own community, a new community. And it doesn't have to be sadness. But when the depression comes and when the anxiety comes, you know, there's a space for you to come and talk into.
My next question on here was going to be, so are there any positive stories that have come out of Mandem Meetup?
Oh my God, there's loads. There's loads.
Can you give me some examples without embarrassing individuals or naming them?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it. So we've had guys who have moved cities to come and be closer to the Mandem. I think that's incredible. We've had guys who have started their own communities after meeting lads in Mandem Meetup, people who have started businesses, who have moved in together. Obviously, the lads who competed in and did the Free Peat Challenge, the list goes on. People creating pieces of artwork, poetry, just the whole community coming together. Taking lads who have never been outside of inner city Manchester and taking them into nature for the first time, taking lads and going to the top of a mountain for the first time. The list goes on, brother. I could keep firing.
Listen, it's obvious that you come from a position of always being ready to step up to the mark and to help out. That's blatantly obvious to me. I should imagine that the commitment required is never ending.
Oh, yeah.
are there any humps or any frustrations?
Constant humps, constant frustrations, constant setbacks. But it can't stop us. Can't stop me. It won't stop me. I'm here for the men. I'm here for myself. I'm here just to create a better community. We're going to take Mandem to the world one day.
Finally, a couple of questions that people may think are a bit obvious and therefore don't often get asked. They're not designed to undermine you in any way or Mandem Meetup or what you do and what you stand for and what you support. I'm going to ask you this question. Why do you do what you do?
It's a difficult question. I do it because I can do it. I do it because there's a need. I do it because men are suffering at the moment and somebody's got to step up. And who's doing it for the young council estate kids like me? So I wanted to be there for them, man.
And finally, what difference do you think Mandem Meetup makes?
We save lives.
Simple as that?
Simple as that.
Jamie, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Forever Mancunians. If you like the show, please follow us in your podcast app and, if you have time, leave us a review. To find out how you could work with Forever Manchester, show your support, receive a newsletter or make a donation, check out forevermanchester.com.